And I remember at that moment, I would hear these reports saying, well, he's starting his inauguration with indoctrination. It's not indoctrination, it's history. And so when I hear people talk about things like, well, we're passing this because we don't want to make people feel bad, that's not true. They're not doing it because they don't want to make people feel bad. They're doing it because they don't want everybody understanding how powerful they are. The reason that I can walk into every single room with my head held high is because I know my history. And there's no one who can minimize that because I know where I've come from. And I think the importance of being able to make sure that our history is respected and reflected. The power of making sure that every single space is a space that every single person who walks into that space, they're not there because of someone's benevolence or someone's kindness. They're there because that room would be incomplete if they weren't there. That's the power of making sure that we can have real measurements of diversity and equity and inclusion infused in not just the power of our story, but the power of our future. And so I think it's important for us to be able to push back. If you care about the future, if you care about our competitiveness, make sure that you are, make sure everybody in our society feels their worth and feels their measure of importance.
Welcome to the Elliott High Network. I'm your host, Ariana Murchison.
I'm your host, Danny Sullivan. Today, as a guest on our show, is the Governor of Maryland, Governor Wes Moore.
It's my honor. Good to be with y'all. Thank you.
Governor Moore, thank you for being as a special guest with us on our show today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the invitation.
Governor Moore, you are Maryland's first black governor in the United States, 246-year history, and you are the third African-American elected governor in the history of the United States. Take us back to the day when you were sworn into the office as the 63rd governor. How did you feel at that particular time in your life?
I felt very, I was humbled that the people of my state and all people, right? Democrats, Republicans, Independents, African-Americans and non-African-Americans, voted and believed in our message. I was also very humbled because I knew just how many people had to work in order for that day to be possible. And not just the people who were the volunteers and the people who were on the team and everything else, but also the people who paved the way for that to be real, for that to be possible. And I knew that they were looking down where, I even think about my grandmother. She actually passed away 5 days before Election Day. But I know that she had a front row seat, which gives me a great deal of peace.
Thank you. Throughout your life, what are some strategies you use to overcome adversity?
I think some of the big things that I did to overcome adversity was I studied history. And I still do that to this day, right? Because I'm a big believer that if you know your history, there's nothing that stands in front of you that feels scary, right? I mean, I think about it for, imagine reading up on the history of Harriet Tubman and then one day having an imaginary conversation with Harriet Tubman and explain to her how tough your day was. Right?
Yeah.
When you know your history, when you know the journeys that people who came before you had to go through, it makes everything that you're going through, it just makes it a little bit easier because you know that you're not alone.
I'm your host, Addie Hankin.
And I'm your host, James Muley.
So, what do you hope to get out of having conversations like the one we had today?
You know, I've always found these kind of conversations really important, not just to share, but to listen. And, I spend time hearing great ideas and great concepts and hear what's working in other parts of the country and all things that I want to be able to bring to my state. You know, I'm a big believer in modeling behaviors. And I think that there's some really exciting things that's making this a really powerful moment. And I just want to make sure that the people of the state of Maryland are really going to be the beneficiaries of these remarkable conversations that I'm a part of.
Out of all the troubles that you've had in your life, how does it feel to be the governor of Maryland?
You know, I'm really thankful because I think it shows that that all of our lives have an important arc to them. None of our lives are straight. All of our lives have hills and valleys and ups and downs and two steps forward and one step back. But the thing that I've always remembered is, despite all of that, keep moving forward. Keep your faith in family. Keep your trust in God. Keep remembering the importance of your mission. If you can do that and you can actually make second chances matter and mean something, I feel like you're putting yourself in a really good position to be able to make whatever rebound that you need to be able to make.
This broadcast has been brought to you by Elliott High Network One on YouTube.
And DCPS Career and Technical Education.
The Shanker Institute.
And the Washington Teachers Union.
I'm your host, Addie Hankin.
And I'm your host, James Muey.
Have a great day.
You guys are great, man.